2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
I feel like we all have a touch of senioritis.
You know, those days
before you graduate, because we're just a couple of days away from vacation. People are starting to feel a little extra relaxed, a little loose.
Before you go around the room, I was telling Nate beforehand, I said to my wife last night, I'm in that mode where everything that needs to get done in the house, I'm like, yeah, I'll just do it. We're on vacation next week. I'll just do it.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just hang that up later. I'll just do my wash later. So shit is piling up. I have a light fixture outside the bedroom, has 3 bulbs in it. One bulb is left and it's blinking. And I'm like, oh, I'll just change the bulbs. We're on vacation. She's like, you have 4 more days. Yeah, it's all right. We can live with it.
And like, it would literally take 30 seconds to do, right?
Yeah. I'd rather do it when I have time. Meanwhile, it was like 6 o'clock at night. I had plenty of time, but it's that vacation thing. I can sense it.
See, as you get older, vacations aren't fun anymore.
What?
Next week, I'm going on a cruise. That's
Bite
true.
Your tongue.
But for 3 days, I have doctor's appointments every single day. So
that was your choice to load it up with that.
No! When do you have time?
Go to the doctor's.
Like, okay, I got to go to the dentist. I got to go to the
ENT. Oh, no, I got the dentist appointment coming.
Yeah.
But we have a job that doesn't allow it, like a 9 to 5, where you're like, okay, I can go into work late. Like, the show's on from 6 to 10.
You could make noon appointments, anyone? I know I do.
Nate doesn't put his phone down until like 9 p.m. every night. Mm-hmm. There's no way. I get it. I have to go take the car in for service, while we're off.
Exactly. Brody, too. I know. That's why you put all this stuff up, because you want to have time to dedicate to it.
Right. That's why I don't go to doctors.
Although
busy.
That's a different story.
The world has no concept what we do for a living.
Yeah.
Because anytime, like, I call the gas company, can we come before work? We'll come around 7:30. I'm like, dude, I'm halfway through my job eating chicken parm at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I can't have you come there. Come to my house.
You know what I find is a difficult thing?
What's
like
that?
Brody just touched on it, reminded me. When I call, let's say, the electric company, if I call somebody, because they're like local companies, I always get someone that goes, is this Greg T? And I'm like, no. And they're like, yes, it is. So then now they know, like, if I paid the bill, if I didn't pay the bill, where I live. They know, like, I had to get a sprinkler system guy to come to the house to fix one of my broken outdoor sprinklers. And a guy comes up and he goes, are you shitting me, man? And I go, what happened? And he goes, are you Craig T?
Okay,
and now
the dude's
in my backyard. And I'm like, dude,
worse.
This sucks.
Last week, I ordered Seamless.
Yeah.
And the Seamless guy comes right to my apartment.
Right.
I answer my door in my underwear.
Yeah.
As he's handing me the bag, he does a double take. And he goes, I know you.
Right.
You're
now
scary.
What?
And
right.
Now you know my fucking apartment.
That's right.
And I'm standing here, and you know that I'm wearing
Tommy John's. Your credit card number? Knows your credit card number?
Hold on, hold on. You open the door with no shirt on?
No, a shirt and Tommy John boxers that could be shorts.
Okay, hold
could
on.
Be mistaken.
Is Tommy
for
John a sponsor?
No,
it's
a problem. Mack Weldon is
the problem.
Hit the jingle. Shut up,
you
dick.
Bitch. All right.
I had it happen in a worse place.
Where?
At the lady doctor, one of the nurses. Yeah, I was like, no, not
was
now.
Was she all up in your business?
All up in the business. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like, I just want you to know that I love you. I was like, oh.
Okay,
cool.
you guys remember when we came back? I told the story. We came back from Mexico. And I'd lost a lot of blood, so I had to get a colonoscopy, which if you don't know, that's when they put a camera up your butt. So as they're prepping me for this thing, the guy says to me, I just want to let you know, I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Just like that, where his hands on your shoulders at the same time?
No. Would have been nicer. Would have got a little rub down.
I had to get a colonoscopy, and I had to bring a sample to the office. When I brought the sample in, right, the nurse there
How'd
goes,
you bring the sample
wait,
in?
Wait, you had
when you're holding it in a
stool
jar?
Sample?
Yeah, you gotta put
it. Why are you holding it like it's a bag? It's not in a bag.
But it's a thing. You gotta
it's in a jar, right?
No, but it's in a Ziploc. Show them how
it's it's in a Ziploc?
Brody on a podcast. Show them.
You put them in a thing.
It's a medical bag that they write
right.
your name on.
Yeah.
Now, I put it in a Target bag when I brought mine in. Because I had to, you have to.
Right. Well, here's
the. Were you aiming for the bag?
Hold on. Here's the
haven't
worst.
Haven't you done this before?
Here's
no,
worst.
I've never shit in a bag.
No,
me
either.
I'm picturing you walking in with like pickles
so
in a jar.
You spoon out
with pickles in a jar.
They give you a plastic spoon. Spoon
oh wait, wait. Okay, wait. Stop. Stop.
What is
stop.
So weird?
Can you
That's
go
true.
Through the process?
Well,
so you
know
have to go to the bathroom.
Okay, you go to the bathroom and you got to get yourself some.
Right.
So okay, you go to the bathroom.
And you got to when you're pinching off
up.
A loaf, you got to pinch off a pinch of the loaf.
Yeah. So you take a spoon.
You got to get it out of the toilet.
Can Greg T tell the story and then Brody fill in the blanks?
He knows. This is why you do it. I figured all you guys
how
would
you
know.
Make sure you get a proper sample? Because sometimes
well, it's gotta, you got to get it before it gets in the bowl.
But what
do they
if
give
it doesn't
you a
come out the proper
to
way?
Yes.
Dude, dude, you crap in like a
So it's not like a teaspoon.
You do it in a cup.
It's like a colander.
What if it was a bad night? What if you had Mexican the night before?
It doesn't. That's not. You're not. Dude, you're going to the doctor because you've
something's
got an
already wrong.
Right.
They want whatever it is.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter what format it's in.
You're an animal. These are doctors that fix us. I mean, it is what
How much of a sample do you need?
About 5 pounds.
Hey, how do we get off on this?
Then you have to.
Wait a minute. Are you getting off on this?
No. You spoon it out and you put it in like the petri or something, and then you bring it to the office.
You don't bring it into a petri. You don't put it in a petri.
Whatever
you put it in a little cup with a
right.
lid.
That's
it's
what
like
I meant.
When you pee in a cup. You just get a little. You get like.
Right.
So, like, you know when you're getting soft serve ice cream?
Yeah.
You got to do that little circle.
So
you do that. You get a little bit. And then you pinch it off.
Wait,
and you're good.
We were supposed to talk about a screwball Greg T met at a wedding. How did we get off on this
tangent? And then, so when I went in to give it, the nurse goes, "Oh my God, I love the show."
Will your poop in hand?
And I'm like, "Well, this is so embarrassing now." I said, "Well, I'm here to give you this."
You're like, "I'm dropping this off for a friend.
Finalize my appointment. I got to get the colonoscopy, you know?"
Is that the lowest point in your career?
No.
Dude, okay.
That's a
you're
highlight.
Asking him if pooping into a cup is the lowest point
and
in his career.
And handing it to someone.
Okay, but we all know he pooped on video in this studio on the floor.
That was
twice.
Accident. That was accident.
We figured it out. That was intentional, not
was
an accident.
Never intentional.
Now, could you have taken a sample of that poop?
Yeah, right.
You could have, yeah.
I'm sensing carpet fibers, sir.
Listen, guys,
are you eating a lot of fiber?
We are forgetting one thing. This is so awkward. We have a guest upon us.
We
that's
do.
Right.
We
I
do.
Didn't forget. I've been looking at him the whole time while you guys talk about
really
he's
weird.
Hanging his head in shame right now.
Do you still go by the name Intern John?
Yeah, that name's been stuck for 10 years.
Welcome to radio.
Yeah, I mean, it could be worse.
He works with Kane on the Kane Show in D.C., Tampa, and of various
other radio app. We can download for free, by the way.
That's right.
Yeah, apparently, yes. Okay, so what we were going to talk about in the podcast was regional food you have never heard of and people acting like, how could you not have heard of it? So being a New Yorker, I take it for granted, and a Jew, that people know what a knish is. K-N-I-S-H. Google it. But I took John and our friend Brooke yesterday to lunch, and she's from St. Louis. He's from Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
They had never heard of a knish.
Oh.
Now, I there's got to be some Jews in Minnesota, but apparently he's... So I took you to Katz's Deli.
Yes.
Famous for not only being probably the one or two most famous delis in New York, but also from the orgasm scene and how when Harry Met Sally.
Yeah. Which most of our interns had no idea what the line was, nor the movie.
Or what an orgasm is.
Neither did I.
So watch the movie. So, John, I took you to this Jewish deli.
Correct.
And you had a knish.
And I also had pastrami, I think, for the first time.
And your thoughts?
It was really good. I just didn't understand what I was supposed to do with it.
Eat it.
But yeah, but you described it as like a hot pocket, basically, with potatoes in it, I feel like.
But now that you've had it...
It was good. I wouldn't know where to order it again.
Oh, you would really? Never order it again.
No, I wouldn't know where to order it or even how to say it past, like...
Knish.
A knish.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't even know where I could order it. Like, I don't know if...
He wasn't impressed.
It was good. I just don't know,
he
like,
wolfed it down.
It was good. The pastrami was good, too.
Okay, what is a knish? I'm sorry.
What?
It's like a Jewish samosa. Yeah.
No,
have you ever had a samosa?
I've never had a samosa.
It's
a Samoa?
It's a potato. Square, usually square, but sometimes round. Stuffed potatoes.
It's like an empanada, but it's got potato in it.
Yeah.
Or a samosa.
Rick T's Jewish.
There's two ways to make a knish.
Yeah, I'm Jewish. Let me help
you're
you
not
out.
There's two ways to make a knish.
I'm Jewish.
In a hard square crust.
Fried.
It's they sell them at sporting events. Or round and a dome shape with like a flaky pastry crust over it.
Like a phyllo of sorts.
And sometimes it is like a potato or kasha. Google kasha.
Kasha.
Not kesha.
Kasha.
Or broccoli or spinach. Right. It's different, but usually potato is the number one.
All right, this might be controversial. Which culture's cuisine do you think is disgusting?
I'm offended.
Disgusting.
I'm offended.
Well, you know.
A friend of mine's Filipino,
Minnesota.
And they were making pigs. He was boiling pig's feet.
Oh.
Like pig's feet. I'm like, how can you do that?
People down south do that here, though, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
In my fraternity, during the last stage, when you are getting sworn in, you have to eat a pig's foot and put it in your mouth, take a picture with it and everything. You got to chew on its bones.
Raw?
Dude, yeah, bro. Dude, it's so nasty.
I'll stay in the dorms.
Was that the low point of your career?
I don't get the need to leave the head on the animal that some cultures have. I know sometimes in an Italian culture, the pig will be on the table. Like we go to a luau, the pig is... We went to a wedding and they were, you know, like the carving station?
Mm-hmm.
They were carving pork.
Yes.
But out of the pig.
The pig was
like
there.
Pig was there.
The snout and
so they had cooked the middle part
yeah.
and not cooked the two ends. and like a slinky dog, they put the whole ends back on the part they were carving. So the middle looked like a normal slice of pork,
yeah.
And then the head and the tail were there,
yeah.
And I was like, not doing that.
They made him smile, too, so he looks happy.
Yeah,
like, really
not doing that.
Yeah.
And like Italians leave the fish heads on.
Point. And Easter time, sometimes there's a thing called gabbatzel where there's the lamb head staring right at you like, ooh, you're eating me.
And you know what? I'm offended, too, when I go to seafood places. I see the full lobster there. I see his legs and his head, and all I want to eat is his tail. I'm very offended.
No, I got to eat the claws.
I don't like that. I'm
offended.
Don't leave. So I learned this. I don't know if it's exactly correct, but prawns is basically shrimp with the head.
Sure. I'm offended to that one, too.
Take the head off, man. I'm paying $11.95 a pound. Take the head off.
Yeah, clean its
well,
ass.
That's the whole way. That's their way of getting you, because it weighs more with the head on. So
well,
you're
plus, they tell you it's all the flavors in the head.
No.
Oh, that's great. I don't want it.
Speaking of head on, have you guys ever tried that medicine head on when you have a headache? They tell you to roll
no,
it on.
No, it's the best commercial. Do we have that in the system?
Apply directly.
You ever
to
seen
the
that?
Head on.
How does that work? So you put something on your head,
because it's a numbing cream.
So it numbs your headache?
Clearly you have it on now.
I've never had it before. I thought it was all crap. I couldn't believe it.
I was really still waiting for someone to insult Indian food.
No. I actually enjoy Indian food.
I do too.
I really like Indian food.
I basically eat tikka masala, so anything after that, I don't know.
Is tikka masala, is that actually Indian food?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. But it's like the fried rice lo mein of Chinese food.
It's like the, exactly, right?
I'll have that.
It's the General Tso's chicken
and Indian food. Yeah, it's easy. Everybody likes it.
Speaking of cultural food, There's an Asian market near me, right by the Home Depot I shop in. So I get a little Home Depot. I go for the Asian food. And they have like a steam table with like 40 items. And it's the best dumplings and pork buns. And then it's like black bean chicken. And then right next to it is like tendon and esophagus and like cartilage, sauteed cartilage. I mean, they're using all of it. And I not me. Can't do that.
Waste
you
not,
guys,
want
that. You guys eat that stuff ever?
No.
No.
I tried some of that stuff. It's just not for me. I can't do it.
The make consistency. A good broth out of
my
it,
my father yeah. does
I don't
like
even
the pig
mammals.
The pig knuckle, and the stomach
well, that's
lining.
How. That's what he saw in your mom. He first was attracted
yeah,
to.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, stomach. God. That is terrible.
How are you going to let knuckle. Him?
I'm offended.
I'm offended for your mom.
All right,
you should be offended.
I don't care at this point. Getting back to what we're talking about, is there a food from your area that no one would know what the hell you're talking about?
So when I moved here, I did not know what Taylor ham was. You guys had to explain that
Taylor
to me.
Taylor ham is also called pork roll.
Yeah.
It depends on North Jersey versus South Jersey. The name changes, but it looks like bologna, but it's not. It's actually, it's got a little...
It's like Canadian bacon, but spicier, right? Basically?
Not spicier. I don't know. You put it in the pan, you cook it, and but it's you not, put it with eggs and...
Fried up in a pan.
But it's not that weird, right? Because
it's
sliced
not weird,
pork.
Right. Serve it's
to
it's man. Sliced in a cylinder.
I feel like... I feel
I'm
like,
offended.
I feel like intern John from Minnesota and Nate from Erie would have weird local foods that if I came there, you'd like, how could you never
well,
like this?
Well, I can tell you one that...
Lefse.
Intern John has lefse's. Where he is, and I just experienced
Or John
recently.
Could tell us. Or,
well, cheese curds?
Cheese curds.
Those, yeah. They're not mozzarella sticks. Cheese curds are completely different.
Oh,
they
it's
are
terrible.
Orgasmic.
Love it.
Terrible. I had them at the Pike Place Market in Seattle.
So
it's like,
Seattle, like in the Midwest. Yeah, in the Midwest.
All I can think of the palate of a 2-year-old.
Hold on. Am I wrong? Little Miss Muffet sat on the top of eating curds. Right? I don't want that.
No, I'm lost on that one.
You know, the state fairs and get like the cheese curds and the butter on a stick and everything on a stick.
Curd,
fair is amazing.
Curd sounds like something awful.
It's good.
Like I dropped the curd.
No,
curd sounds like something T would put in a jar and bring a sample
and then
in.
When I went to Milwaukee and I heard about them for the first time, and I was like, okay, I'm going to try cheese curds. I went up to the counter and they threw me a curve and they said, hey, do you want them regular or squeaky? And I'm like, what do you mean squeaky?
What the hell is squeaky?
It's called squeaky. Apparently, you could get your curds squeaky.
What
look
does that mean?
Google it. I don't know.
Oh.
You still
squeaky
don't know.
Squeaky curd?
Squeaky. How do you not?
I feel like this is going to be a weird point.
Squeaky cheese curds.
Why should Gandhi Google it? You didn't Google it, and it was your life.
Curd. I don't know.
I just moved on.
Squeaky.
So what's the what's the gross or weird
what's
thing in
difference?
Minnesota while she's Googling that?
Lutefisk, I think, is like
Lutefisk.
It's like the fish.
Luda.
It's like a cod or something like that. I've never. Or it's herring, maybe. I think
but
is what it is.
But what's the one thing like everybody. Oh, everybody eats that here.
Hot dish is a big one. Where it's kind of like shepherd's pie, but it's like Norwegian. But that and cheese curds, like cheese curds are like normal day, everything.
Is hot dish good?
I've had it like once or twice. It's just like a shepherd's pie, but get Norwegian, so blander.
Not as good as a knish.
That's my least favorite
well,
cuisine.
Nothing is.
Thank you.
Are they squeaky?
Squeaky cheese curds. Fresh curds squeak against teeth when bitten into. The squeak has been described by the New York Times as sounding like balloons trying to neck.
So squeaky
it's a fresh,
is a way. Is
it's
they,
fresh.
Fresher.
Okay.
Yeah, you want them fresh or do you want them not fresh?
Or fried.
Yeah.
Fresh or fried.
Nate, what are they eating in Erie?
Pepperoni balls, baby.
What?
It's a ball of dough with some pepperoni inside, and you deep fry.
We call that stromboli here.
No, it's pepperoni ball.
Pepperoni ball.
It's not like a roll. It's not like in a dish. It's just a ball of dough.
But I feel like if I came to Erie and I said, what do you got? You're like, how about a pepperoni ball? I would know what it was.
Yeah, pepperoni. Our basketball team there is named the Pepperoni Balls. Yeah. The Erie Pepperoni Balls.
I'm offended. I'm offended by that.
By your balls.
By my balls, I'm offended.
Now, can I get my pepperoni balls squeaky?
I'm offended of that.
15-Minute Morning Show.